I would like to have guests from the official opposition to the NDP to join us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, joined on live right now by Sarah Hoffman. She is the Shadow Minister for Health and also the MLA for Edmonton Glendora. I guess, first of all, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Really happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me, Kyle.
All right. Main thing I want to talk about here is there's been a lot of discussions around the province with the measles cases. Numbers seem to be going up, mainly in the central and southern parts of the province, although there are still have been some cases up here in the north as well. I guess, first of all, what's kind of, I guess, some of your take on the outbreak that seems to be happening with the measles here in Alberta?
Yeah, it's a serious problem, and a lot of people, I don't think, remember how bad things can get when people get measles. It's got lots of serious long-term health impacts, and of course the worst is death. And we don't want anyone to experience that if they don't have to. So I'm happy to encourage folks to call public health 811 and make sure they're fully vaccinated so the people they love and they can live long and happy lives.
And I know the vaccinations have been a point that has been brought up in a few cases. In fact, I think it was a couple months ago now, we saw one of the first outbreaks, if you will, on the Little Red River Cree Nation up in the Mackenzie region. And wasn't too long after that started that the folks up there were able to organize some vaccinations there and get, you know, people vaccinated and, you know, kind of keep that under control. Is this going to be, do you think this is like one of the main things that's needed in this situation, is trying to get more, I guess, awareness, if you will, around getting vaccinated?
Yeah, and I think even more than that, it's about making it easier for really busy families. When I look at things like the vaccine rates in the region, you know, Peace River, 43% of two-year-olds have their two doses. It is way higher by 17. And I think sometimes people just forget. They get really busy. Other stuff's going on in their lives. I want to encourage everyone to make this a priority right now to make sure that they're fully vaccinated and so are the people that they love. And also for people who are around my age, you know, I was born in 1980 and one vaccine was the norm at that time. And then research found out later, I think it was in the late 90s, that actually two vaccines were needed. So I've got my second dose and I want to encourage other people to, you know, call public health, call 811 or go into their public health clinic or talk to their family doctor if they're lucky enough to have one and get that second dose if they don't have it because we all want to make sure that we have the protections that we need to be safe.
And on that awareness front, I know here in Peace River, they've had put out a couple of alerts on potential exposures that have happened in the emergency department of the hospital here. And I know from firsthand experience that emergency department can get kind of busy at times. So that certainly raises a little bit of a red flag. And obviously, hospitals, there's plenty of things we could break down on that aspect. So how much do you think that, you know, this some of the measles situation is sort of adding to some of the pressures around the healthcare system in the province right now?
If people think that they might have measles, they probably shouldn't go to crowded emergency rooms or really anywhere else. They should call HealthLink as soon as possible and make sure that they can figure out what the best thing is to do to protect themselves and protect the people around them. But yeah, people not having access to family doctors is a huge problem. And a lot of people will go to emergency department. I know that in the region, we've seen many closed emergency rooms as well. That is a serious concern. Having access to that good primary care, whether it's a public health nurse, whether it's a family doctor, to make sure that you can be as proactive and preventative as possible, I think is one of the things that the government should be focused on. Instead, sadly, the current government's really focused on this corrupt care scandal and the cover-up that is underway there, and that's a problem. They should be really focused on making sure everybody gets the health care when and where they need it. And, you know, I grew up in the north, too. I grew up in Canuso, and making sure that folks right across the province have access to good public health care is one of the reasons why I decided to turn my working life towards the NDP and to make sure that we can have good public health care for everyone where and when they need it.
And when it comes to some of the situations around healthcare that have certainly been highlighted by both the measles cases recently and other things you've mentioned there, certainly you've been, I know, active in the legislature, particularly in question period, on the UCP government on some of the healthcare issues going on right now. What's kind of, I guess, some steps that you think should be taken when it comes to dealing with this measles outbreak situation that we're still dealing with here?
Yeah, well, number one, I think we deserve a chief medical officer of health who is doing media regularly, talking to people, being open and transparent. You know, the last chief medical officer of health only did, you know, 3 news releases over 3 years about healthcare issues in general. And that's, a lot of people are saying, well, was he muzzled? Was he being held back? I think the government should make it really clear that that's one of their expectations, that there be open, regular communication with Albertans about public health initiatives. And instead, clearly, you know, when he spoke recently at the U of A, he said he got permission from the minister to be able to do that. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, these are experts. And I don't know, when I was a kid, when we grew up, we knew that, you know, health professionals were professionals. They had expertise and information that it was their job to make sure we got as well. And I know for me, it was Mrs. Berry was, you know, the nurse in town, and she gave all the kids regular vaccines. She knew us all by name. When she saw us at the store, she'd remind our parents that it was time to come in. Having those kind of relationships with folks, especially in smaller communities, and having people in the community who have those skills and them feeling supported in doing their jobs, I think is really, really important. So, and I looked up specifically just now the Peace River vaccine rates for measles, mumps, and rubella at 17. You know, we go way up to 92%, but right now the 2-year-olds only have 43% immunity, and those little people deserve, you know, the same kind of protections as adults. I think it's important for us to make sure that everyone, that was just one dose. Everyone gets the immunizations that they need to be safe and live a long and healthy life. For 2 doses, it's 87%. So it's still pretty good, but it could be better. But it's, yeah, those little kids are the ones I'm the most nervous about. So I hope anyone listening right now who's not sure if their kids are fully vaccinated, just calls 811 after they're done listening today and makes an appointment.
And finally, whatever we have guests here at the Trending 55 Hots, I'd like to throw in a little personal question, show that the politicians are people too. Of course, spring very much in the air across the province right now, seeing you know, some warmer temperatures, more sunnier skies out there, probably more people doing things outside these days. What about with you? What are kind of some of your go-to activities in the springtime?
Well, this morning I counted. I have 4 tulips that are open and some daffodils as well, and that's always lovely. But this spring, I'm really excited to still be cheering for the Oilers in the playoffs, and I hope tonight we are able to secure a spot in the second round. It's really exciting when we've got the home team in the playoffs, and we would love to see them take it all the way to the Stanley Cup and win this year. So, yeah, hockey, gardening, and yeah, trying to spend as much time outside as possible.
Have some interesting things going on there. Sarah Hoffman, the NDP Shadow Minister for Health and the MLA for Edmonton, Glendora. Thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thank you, Kyle.